Good morning. Today's daf is daf Tezayin, page 16. We'll start with Mishnah at the very end of daf Tesvav, page 15b. Famous Mishnah, Chamisha Tamin v'Chamisha Mu'adim. There are five scenarios of a tam where first it pays half damage, and second time half damage, and third time half damage, and five scenarios of mu'ad when it's already become habituated and it pays full damage right away. And it pays full damage. Number one, habehema ina mu'ades. A regular animal is not a mu'ad initially. Lo ligach, neither in regards to the act of goring, v'lo ligof, nor in the act of pushing, v'lo lashuch, nor in the act of biting, v'lo lirvot, nor to crouch on an object and thereby break it, v'lo livo, nor to cook, to kick, you know, to kick deliberately and damage. So if it does any of these five acts, to gore, or to push, or to bite, or to crouch, or to kick, first time it only pay half damage. Hashem u'edas lechol es haroila. However, we know that there is a damager called tooth. So an animal is a mu'ad right away to eat the things that are normal that it normally eats, the things that it has an appetite for. And haregel, and there's the damager called trampling, so that's an animal is a mu'adas lishbor b'derech hilucha, to break while it's walking. So if my animal walks into your field and tramples on stuff, well, that of course I do have to pay full damage right away. Shor ha-mu'ad, then there is the damager of a shor, which is already a mu'ad. You know, it's gored three times, or it's pushed three times, or it's bitten three times. At that point, it is a mu'ad, it pays full damage. Shor ha-mazik, b'rishus ha-nizak. The damaging ox in the domain of the one who was damaged. Presumably, that's like the Tarfon, who says that even the act of goring, if it occurs in the domain of the one who was damaged, namely, we normally talk about goring in a public domain, where both animals have a right to be there. But if my animal, which is the goring animal, runs into Rick's field, and in Rick's field it stabs and gores Rick's animal, then I have to pay full damage. Further, mu'adim, ha'adam, a person is always a mu'ad. Haza'ev, a wolf, ha'ri, the lion, ha'dov, the bear, ha'namer, the cheetah, I'm sorry, number is the panther, a bardless, a cheetah, a nachash, and a snake. Hare elu mu'adim, these animals are mu'adim. Pay full damage. Rebbe Lezer says, you could have a domesticated bear. You could have a domesticated panther. So if they've been trained by the animal trainer, by the animal charmer to be friendly, so then if they go out and damage, it was a surprise. You only pay half damage. If they haven't been trained, then they are mu'adim. Hanachash mu'ad li'olam. A snake can never be trained. Hanachash is always a mu'ad. Shavuos night. That's right. All right, says the Gemara. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Mirikatani Hashem mu'edis lechol. Since the Mishnah says a tooth is mu'ad to eat, mechlad b'chatzar nitzakaskinan. That must mean that we're dealing with the domain of the one who was damaged. Because that's where you have the payment of full damages. The pasuk says, uvi'er b'zde'akher. And Vikatanin, it said in the same Mishnah, Behema inu mu'edis l'shalim kula. An animal who gores or pushes or bites or crouches or kicks doesn't pay full damage. Aval chatzi nezek m'shalemes. But it only pays half damages. So Mani, so who is that? That's the Rabbanan. The Ami who say that the law of horn, which is unusual, Mishuna, that unusual act of an animal horn goring, Karen b'chatzran izak, a horn in the domain of the one damaged, chatzi nezekud m'shalem, it only pays half damages. Even in the domain of the one who was damaged. Even if my ox goes into Gavriel's courtyard, and in Gavriel's courtyard it hurts Gavriel's oxen, I only pay half damage. Yet, Ema Seifa, be the end of the Mishnah. Shora Mu'ad, another example of something which pays full damage, is an oxen once it's become habituated, an ox that has become habituated to goring, pushing, biting, or Shor ha-mazik b'rishus ha-nizik, my ox in Gavriel's domain, damaging Gavriel's stuff. Ha-adam, and a person. So asal Rabbi Tarfon. That means the end of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Tarfon, Davar Mishuneh, who says that the unusual Karen in the domain of the damage, b'chatzar nizak, Nezek Shalim Mu'ud B'Shalim pays full damages. So Reish Rabban of the Sefer Rabbi Tarfon is the beginning of the Mishnah of the Rabban and the end of the Mishnah of Rabbi Tarfon. Answer the Gemara in yes. The Amar Le Shmuel of Yehuda. We know Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda. Shinuna, you sharp one, Shvok Masnisin, ignore the challenges of the Mishnah of Atah Basroi and follow what I'm telling you is the meaning. Reish Rabbanan, the beginning is the Rabbanan, the Sefer Rabbi Tarfon, and the end is the view of Rabbi Tarfon. That's one answer. The Mishnah has, in fact, two different opinions, cut and pasted, mixed together. However, Rabbi Elazar, Mishmei de Rav Amar, Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rav, give another explanation for the Mishnah. Kula, really the whole Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Tarfon, who says that if the damager is in the domain of the damaged, then from the very beginning there's full damages. Reisha, but in the beginning of the Mishnah that said that there is tooth, but that a horn is only half damaged. I understand if there's tooth, that means it's the domain of the damaged. So why is horn only half damaged? It's like this. Chatzam yuchedes lepeiros le'achad mehen. In regards to fruits, only Gavriel has a right to put fruits there. So when my animal goes in there, it had no right to be there, and therefore it pays. The fruits are there with permission. The animal's there without permission. Therefore, it's tooth in the domain of Gavriel's, and I pay full damage for the tooth. However, when my animal gores or bites or kicks or crouches, it's a courtyard where Lazel Lazel Shvarim. I have a right to bring in my animal, and he has a right to bring in his animal. So, in regards to animals, we both have a right to have our animals there. And therefore, Dilagabi Shane, if it's tooth, Havilichatzar Anizik, it's Gavriel's domain. Gabi Karen, but once animals are brought in, then both animals can come in. Have you Rishus Rabbim, it's a public domain, and therefore, in regards to that, it was half damages.
So, Rabbi, if Gabriel is the one who has a right to put the fruits over there,
yeah,
and he also owns an animal, and I own an animal,
right,
to that field. So, how do we know which animal ate his fruits?
Because there are people watching. But what? We're witnesses.
It'd have to be witnesses.
Yeah, you'd have to know.
If
yeah.
they do it overnight and nobody sees
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you would have to know. Yeah, for sure. Wow. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Amrita Lishmata Kamed Rav Zvi Naharta. I said over this lesson before Rav Zvi of Naharta. If I'm only, he told me, Mi Matzis Mukmas Lakula Kirby Tarfon. Could you think that this Mishnah is following Kirby Tarfon? Hakatani, the Mishnah says, Hashem Mu'ad is le'achol asaroila. Shane has a status of Mu'ad when it's consuming the things that you expect it to eat. That means, roila in, if it's eating things you expect it to eat, it pays full damage. Shane roila, but if it goes into the domain of Gavriel's, and it eats though the things that you don't expect it to eat, let's say it eats, I don't know, a pipe or something, then lo, then it doesn't pay full damage. Here, Bitarfon, according to Bitarfon, Hamar, but he says, remember, any unusual act is already Karen, is already horn. Whether it's eating or it's goring, it's all considered goring. So once it's Karen, Ha'amar, but Rabbi Tarfon says, Mishuna Karen b'chatzar an Isaac, that the unusual acts, which are defined as Karen in the domain of the damage, Nezek Shalim Mishan, they have to pay full damage. So that doesn't sound like Rabbi Tarfon. So, Sirathal Yolam, you have to say the other way if you want to say it's one opinion. Lolam Rabbanani. The whole Mishnah is the view of the Rabbanan that Karen always pays half damage, even in the domain of the one who was damaged. Chisurei Michsura, the Mishnah is missing things. V'achi Katani, these are the added words you have to put in. The Mishnah says like this, Chamisha Tamine, there are five animal acts that are a tam, they're only half damage payments. V'im huadu, but if they've done these acts three times, Chamisha san mu'adin, these five become Mu'adim, and they have to pay full damage for these acts. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Shein v'regel, a tooth or trampling in the domain of Gavriel, Mu'adim mitchilasa. They are Mu'ad right away. V'heichon ha'adasan, where are they? A Mu'ad b'chatzar anizak, only in the domain of the one who was damaged. Maskef l'Ravina. So Ravina said, if that's the explanation of the Mishnah, v'akatani l'kaman, it already said that later. It says later. Shara mazik b'shusan is a ketzad. In the second parak, what's the case of a goring animal in the domain of the one who was damaged? If our Mishnah is talking about that, Shemachi katani ketsa. That's why later Mishnah is going to say, well, what's the case? Eliyamit lo ayriba. But if our Mishnah is not talking about an animal goring in the domain of the damaged, so my ketsa, why would the later Mishnah try to explain that case? Ela amar Ravina, so rather Ravina said, you're right. Chisura mitzra, there are things missing. Vachi katana, we have to add some more. And read the Mishnah like this. Chamisha tam and hein. There are five acts that are a tam. Im huadu, if they did it three times. Chamisha san muadim, the five of them become muadim. Shein viregel muadim itchilasan. A tooth or trampling are a muad right away in the domain of the damaged. Vizeu shara muad. That's the law of a shor, which is a muad. Then shor hamazik birshus hanizak. An oxen that gores in the domain of the damaged. It's a machlokas. It's an argument. Rabbi Tarfon says it pays full damage. And the Rabbanan say it pays half damage. And then the Mishnah continues and says, Yesh muadam acherim kiyotze ba'elu. Besides these five, namely three times that an animal gored or three times that an animal bit, there are another bunch of muadim, six animals. Hazaev, the wolf, Ari, the lion, Hadov, the bear, Habardalis, the cheetah, Hanamer, the panther, Vahanachash, and the snake. Tanya Namiyachri, also have a brisa that had all of these words added into the Mishnah. Chamisha Tamenheim, the Mishnah is saying that there are five actions that an animal that does them pays half damage for them. The Muadu, but if it did it three times, Chamisha San Muadu, then they start paying full damage. And those actions are goring, pushing, biting, crouching, and kicking. Then the Mishnah continues. Shein v'regel, eating things that it likes, or trampling on things that you expect it to trample on. Muad mitchilasan, that's a muad right away. Zehu shor ha-muad, that's the example of a shor, which is a muad. Now, shor ha-mazik birshus ha-nizik, but if it did an act of a tam, of goring or of pushing, but in the domain of the one who was damaged, that's really a machlokus Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbanan. That's an argument between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbanan. The Mishnah is not taking a position on that. It quotes both opinions. And then there are other muadim like these that we've just explained. Hazeev Ari Hadov, the wolf, the lion, and the bear. Hanamer, the cheetah. I'm sorry, the panther. Vabardlis, the cheetah. Vanachash, and the snake. They pay right away. You expect them to damage, full damage.
But they have to be owned by somebody.
Correct.
Like someone's going to own a bear,
an alligator.
Why not?
World.
Why can't a person? Yeah. Well, no, that was a wild one.
Yeah.
Now, but here we're talking
Disney
about
the property. And
he's going to walk his bear into Gabriel's.
Doesn't have to be Gabriel's property. If this is a mood right away, wherever it does it.
But Rabbi, if I have two animals going into Gabriel's property. So I have to pay two halves, right? Is that right? And then I must be paying the full amount then?
No.
No. You mean if the two of them together were to damage?
Yeah, together, yeah. Two, yeah.
No, each one would pay half of the half.
Or half of the quarter. So it's not two halves.
No.
I don't know, there are many more animals than the ones listed here.
Apparently not. These are the six. The others can be domesticated, apparently. You can train them.
But the Mishnah said that you can also train them, these.
Rebbe Lazar said you can train these, and the Chacham think you can't even train these.
Okay. Rabbi, do you define owning? If I have acres and acres of land, and a bear just happens to live on the land, does that mean I own that bear?
I don't think so, no.
No.
These are wired. They're wired bears. No.
It has to be someone that somehow
you acquired. Yeah, you picked it up. You acquired it in some way. Ika deramula mirma. There are those who got to this whole discussion by throwing one source against the other. Tanad, our Mishnah said, Chamisha tam and chamisha muad. There are five tamen and there are five muadim. In other words, pushing, goring, biting, crouching, kicking are a tam, and after they do it three times, they become a muad. The suleka, that's it. There are only these five muadim. But you have Hazeva, Riadova, Nomeva, Bardas, Vanachash. You have all these animals. They're also Muadim. Mashani, so we answered. Amar Ravina, Ravina explained. Chisur Mitzvah, Vachi Katani. The Mishnah is missing lots of words. You have to put them all in. Chamisha, Tam, and Hain. There are five activities that are a Tam. The Muadu, but if they did it three times, Chamisha, Asan, Muadim, the five of them become Muad. Shein, Viregel, or Muad, Mitchilasan. tooth and trampling our muad right away. Vezehu sharamuad. These are the examples of sharamuad. Karen and Shane and Reg. Then you have a question, sharamazik. If you have a situation of Karen, a damaging agent, Birshus HaNizik, in the domain of the one damaged, that's a machlokas or bitarfin, the Rabbanan. Rabbi Tarfin thinks that's a muad right away. The Rabbanan say half damage. Then you have other muadim like these, and they are Ze'ev, Ari, Adov, Anomer, Habardlis, Vanachash, the six wild animals. The Mishnah said that one of the activities you don't expect your animal to do, and therefore if it did it, you only pay half damage, is to crouch on things, or an animal to suddenly crouch down and smash the things that it's sitting on. That might be true about big utensils. But small utensils, it is normal for the animal to crouch down and crush the small utensil. So if an animal did it, it would be regel, and you'd have to pay full damage. I'll bring you a proof. We learned that behema muedes lahalich kedarka, an animal is a muad to walk normally, ulashaber, and to break things as it's walking in somebody else's domain, ulamaech, and to smash, as a adam, a person, or an animal, or utensils, as a kalim. So you see, it is muad to smash things. We just said it's not muad to smash things. What's the difference? Big and small. It's not muad to smash the big, but it is muad to smash the small. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Dilma, maybe it's not muad even to smash the small. This Brisa says it is a muad to smash things. Minat sad, not to sit down and crush it. But as it's walking, to press something else against the wall and thereby smash it. That's in its walking, it doesn't care. Ikadarmi, another version of this. Amr Blazer Blazer said, Lo tema pachim gedolam hu, delav urche. Don't say that when we say crouching down and smashing is Karen, that's only a reference to large utensils. Avo pachim ktanim, but small utensils, urche hu, it is normal to crouch and smash them. Elafilu pachim ktanim, nami lav urche hu. Blazer says, even small utensils, it's not normal for it to crouch and destroy, and therefore would pay half damage if it crouched and destroyed them. I may say, what about this brisa which says that the animal is a muad? It's normal for it, lemayek asadam v'sabehema v'sakelem, to smash a little person, to smash a person, an animal, and utensils. Amr Lezer said, no, it's not to sit down and smash. Dilma, that smashing is minatzad, to smash while walking by crushing it against the wall. And then there are those, the Ramallah Mirma, who presented it as a challenge. It's not, the Mishnah says, below Lir votes, it's not a muad to sit down, to crouch and destroy. I vote, Tanib Wilton Abrai said, an animal is expected, Lamaiches Adam Vesabahim Vesakalim, to smash a person, an animal, or utensils. Rabbi Lazar answered, Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kabe Pachim Gedolim, big utensils, it's not assumed to sit in them and crash them. The brisa that says that it was assumed to crash them is in small utensils. Then the Mishnah said, as the Eva Ari Adov Anamer Bardless and Anachash Amuadim. My Bardless, what is Bardless? Nowadays it's called a cheetah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Nafriza. My Nafriza, what is Nafriza? Rabbi Yosef, it's Appa. What do they say is Appa? Spotted hyena. Okay, Mays fell challenge. We lived in a brisa. Rabbi Meir says, fatzavua. There's a seventh animal, the tzavua, the spotted animal of some sort. Rabbi Lazar says, afat nachash, even the snake. We'll see what that means because we already listed snake. Rabbi Yosef said, tzavua is apa, is the spotted hyena. So if tzavua is apa, then bardalus is not apa. It's more lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kan b'tzavua zachar, there's a male tzavua, and kan in the Mishnah, it's tzavua nekeva, it's a female apa. So there's a male apa and a female apa. So the male apa is called tzavua, it's spotted, and the female is called bardalus. The Tanya is learned in a braisa, tzavua zachar, the male tzavua, the spotted apa, the male one, Yachai Sheva Shanim, after 7 years, Naase Atalef. It becomes an Atalef. An Atalef, I think, is a bat. Atalef, Yachai Sheva Shanim, Naase Arpad. The Atalef, after 7 years, becomes an Arpad. What's an Arpad? What's it?
A nettle.
A what?
A bat.
bat.
Another species of bat.
No, that's the next one.
That's the kimosh. It's a type of thorn, and kimosh le'achar sheva shanim na'aseh choach. Kimosh after 7 years becomes a choach, and choach le'achar sheva shanim na'aseh shade. After 7 years, it becomes a demon.
So, Rabbi, what's the distinction we're making between the wolf and the lion and the bear and the hyena? The hyena is not in that category.
Oh, so no, Rabbi Meir says it is.
It is in this category. So we're expanding the category here.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're saying Bardalas is a female hyena,
right.
And Rabbi Meir is adding a male hyena as well.
To this original list of
Animals that can't be domesticated. The Braisa then adds Shidro Shel Adam, the human spine, the Achar Sheva Shanim Nasa Nachash, after 7 years becomes a snake. If he doesn't bow during modim, his spine becomes a snake. I remember we just learned that Rabbi Meir Omer Afat Savua, even the male spotted hyena. And Rabbi Lezer, Omer Belezer says, Afat Nachash, the snake too is part of this list. What do you mean the snake too? We learned in our mission, Rabbi Lezer says, all of these animals can be domesticated and then are not a muad. But a snake cannot be domesticated. So the snake is not within the list, the snake is the exception to the list. So Tani should say, Rabbi Lezer says, Nachash, only snake is the one that can be domesticated, and the others believe that the other animals can't be domesticated. Amar Shmuel said the following. Again, a very important rule. When an animal does things that are completely normal for the animal to do, and it's expected, and it's a damaging, it pays 100%. When it's doing something which is unusual, it can be eating, but even unusual eating pays 50%. So Amar Shmuel said the following chiddush. Aribir shusarab, a lion in the public domain. Now remember, that which is usual in the public domain, you're exempt, because it's shame. You only have to pay for shame in a private domain, b'stei acher. But a lion in a public domain, daras, if it put its claws into the victim, the achalin ate right away when the victim is still alive, pater, that's completely usual, and that's considered shame for the lion. However, it's not, Karen doesn't pay. However, if taraf, but if the lion killed the victim, and after it killed the victim, it came back, the achalin ate the dead victim, that's already unusual. Since it's unusual, it would have to pay. You have to pay half damage. Maybe it would pay full damage because it's a line that you expected to do it. But then it would be chai. Then it would have to pay.
What is unusual?
For a lion to kill the victim and then come back to eat it is unusual. The normal act of a lion is that it gets so controlled by its urges that it gashes the victim, and while the victim is still alive, it eats it. So the Gemara now explains. Daras v'achal patur, if it, while had only wounded the victim, is eating it, it doesn't have to pay. Because came with the urchal midras, since that's the norm for an animal to do so, for the lion to do so. Havli kmosh achal peres v'irakos, that's like eating fruits and vegetables in the public domain. Havli shen bersha sarabim, upatur, and then it's exempt. Tara, but if it first killed it, and then it ate it, that's not expected. That's not normal for the lion to do. And then it would be Karen. It would pay half damage for the first three times. Then it would pay full damage. The Meimer, does that seem to imply the treifa lav urchayu? It's not the norm for the lion to kill the animal and then come kill a victim and then come back to eat. I've accepted the verse as in Nachum Aryeh Toreif B'dei Gorotav. The lion kills to feed its cubs. So I said, yeah, Bishvil Goratav, it is normal for it to kill in order to then bring the victim back to its cubs. But to kill the victim and then for it to eat it is it's not normal. Either verse says a mechanekul votav, it chokes in order for its female cubs. Yeah, again, Bishvil Votav, to bring for the female cubs, but not for it itself. Either verse says, Vayimalei Terev Chorav, he fills with carcasses his holes. No, b'shvil chorav, in order to store away food for later, it'll kill them and leave them in the holes. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about where an animal killed something, and then there in the public domain, ate the dead carcass. Iva Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa. I'm sorry, what about the verse Shumo Onosav Trefan? His homes are filled with trefos. Again, Bishumo Onosav, that's for his homes. Iva Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, V'chein Chayesh Nichnas Alachatzer Anizik. And so to any animal, wild animal that goes into the domain of the one damaged, Tarfa Beim of Achla Basar, if it killed a domesticated animal and ate the flesh, Mashal Nezik Shalem, it has to pay full damages. One second, according to Shmuel, it's not normal for the animal to do it. It should only pay half damages. Achav Mayaskin, and there where it was talking about Shatar Falaniach, where it killed it and it left it for later. So leaving for later, as we've said, that is normal for the lion to do. Ha'achla Katani, but it said it ate it. No, but Shanim Lachav Achla. First it had left it away for later, then it changed its mind and came back to eat it. How do we know that the lion changed its mind? Oh, and furthermore, the Shmuel Nami, even in Shmuel's case, where an animal kills, a lion kills in the public domain, and then it eats it, so we said, oh, it's half damage because it's unusual. So maybe it was usual. Maybe it killed in order to bring it to the lair, and then it changed its mind. So it is usual. Therefore, it should only be no damages. It should be Shein Birshus HaRabim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained, the Brice is not talking about one case. Let's study Katani. The Brice is talking about two different scenarios. The Brice is saying, Tarfa Lehaniach, if an animal kills and it pulls it into a lair to keep it for later, that's Shein and pays full damage in the private domain. Or Darsava Achla, or if it wounded and ate the wounded live animal, that's Shein. Mishalem es nezek shalem in the private domain. Ravina Amar Ravina said he disagreed with this whole explanation. It is normal for a lion to kill and then eat the carcass. Ki kamar Shmuel. When did Shmuel say that a lion that kills and eats the carcass only pays half damage? Bari tarbus, a lion that's been trained, that's become domesticated. Ali b'dur b'lazer kamar, and that's according to b'lazer who believes that you can domesticate a lion, and once you do, it is unusual for the lion to go out and damage.
Rabbi, why is it relevant whether the lion eats there or goes away or comes back? The fact is, the lion kills.
No, the normal behavior. If it's normal, because that's the definition of Shein. The definition of Shein is normal behavior, and the definition of Karen is abnormal behavior.
Right, but sequentially he kills.
Doesn't matter, but if it's normal behavior, it would have the laws of Shein. If it's not normal behavior, it would have the laws of Karen.
I just don't see the significance of the consumption part when the killing is
out. You have to look at what is the what's the normal for animals to do. It's normal for it to kill and save it for later. It's not normal for it to kill and then eat it. So if it killed and then ate, that act is an abnormal act. If it's an abnormal act, you, the owner of it, didn't have to expect it to happen, and therefore you have the laws of Karen, the laws of paying half damage, the first three times. So the Gemara now asks, Yachi, if this is the case, that it's a domesticated lion, afilu darsa nami, even if it didn't kill, lechayev, you should have to pay because you didn't expect it to wound at all. Ella, so Rabbi Gemara says, the Ravina, lava Shmuel Itmar. When Ravina said, we're following a Belazar who says you can domesticate these creatures, it wasn't the case of Shmuel. Ella Masnisa is referring to a Braisa. Kitana Masnisa, when did we learn in the Braisa that an animal that kills and eats in the domain of the damaged pays full damage? That was talking about an aritarbos, a domesticated lion. Aliba der Belazar, that's according to Belazar de Amar, who says, Lav Urche, once it's domesticated, you don't expect it to kill. Iyaki, if so, Chatzinezik boy, Yishlumes, you should only pay half damage. He had it already done it three times. Iyaki, if so, my high to Katanila Gabi told it to Shane. Why is it listed amongst the displays of Shane? It's already Karen. Gabi told it to Karen by Lumistai. It should have been listed in the Mishnayos to deal with the laws of a horn. Kasha, that is a question. Thank you. Adish Drabana.